This is the morning brief from the Economic Times.
Does this sound familiar to you?
हाय श्रुति है और आज मैं आप लोगों के लिए लेके आई हूँ एक बहुत ही आसानी से हो जाने वाला ग्लैमरस पार्टी लुक। ये जो लुक है ना गाइस, ये मेरा
सीनिक वीडियो ल ना और सेल्फ ब्राइडल मेकअप लुक एवरी பண்ணலாம் அப்படிங்கறது கிரியேட் பண்ணி காம் கே போறோம்
இந்த லுக் தான் ஹாய் மை லவ்லீஸ் வெல்கம் பேக் டு மை சேனல் ஐ ஹோப் யூ ஆல் ஆர் சேஃப் அண்ட் டுயிங் வெல் டுடேஸ் வீடியோ இஸ் கோயிங் டு பீ an Amazon beauty haul and this is going to be like a festive beauty haul.
The face of India's beauty and personal care industry is glowing bright. And the boom in the online beauty industry is making several heads turn. Nykaa, which started off as a small e-commerce platform, is now launching a 5,300 crore rupees IPO. It has become an e-commerce giant with over 5 million monthly active users, 70 offline stores across India, selling over 500 brands.
Having been an investment banker who did a lot of IPOs, I can say that I was always a believer in listing being that ultimate, you can call it like a graduation for a human being where you go into the listed space and then you can hope to have a long-term journey and life of your own. So I think it makes a company independent of the promoter in that sense and allows it to have a long-term sustainable legacy or a journey ahead. So I think for me, it is like growing up, and I think it's something that I always wanted for Nykaa, and I'm just happy that we are at that point today.
That was Falguni Nayyar, founder of Nykaa. Through the Nykaa IPO, investors will get a chance to buy into this fast-growing industry. And this industry is expected to double in size to 2 lakh crore rupees by 2025. Huge, right? But what is driving this growth? In this episode, we analyze the growth drivers or shall I say beauty secrets of this industry. We'll also see what are some challenges ahead and what Nykaa's IPO means for its peers. Stay tuned, there's a lot coming up for you. From the Economic Times, I'm Bhavya Dilip Kumar and you're listening to The Morning Brief. While investors are very excited about the Indian beauty industry, especially online beauty and personal care segment, what do consumers think? I spoke with a bunch of people to understand their preferences. I also spoke to some popular skincare influencers.
I think I spend at around 2,000 on skincare and beauty per month. And I shop from Nykaa mostly because firstly, it is very convenient. And it has wide range of products. So like if I'm getting one product on one website and the second one on another website, there are good chances that I might get both the products on Nykaa. So personally, yes, I prefer Nykaa.
My first preference is definitely online because I get to see the like the rate or track the price trends beforehand as opposed to going to an offline store. I'll have to see what discount is at that point in that particular store, etc. Let's take Health and Glow, for example. I don't know for sure if they're going to have the product that I'm going to go there to buy. Whereas if it's, let's say, Nykaa or Limess Connect, all I got to do is just check online. So convenience and price are some of my most important factors in purchasing.
My favorite, I would say, is Vanity Wagon. For one main reason, in Vanity Wagon, there is always some sale.
So I spend around 250 rupees per month on skincare and beauty. And in festive season, it goes around 2000 rupees also at times. Nykaa has a lot of variety, so I think I prefer Nykaa a lot. Before Corona, I used to prefer going to the store and, you know, see, getting the feel of the product. But then Corona killed all those options. Online stores are very, very much more convenient and preferable. You just order in a click and like it comes to your place in like, 2 days. So I think that's good enough, very much. And especially people like us who do not stay in a metro city anymore. So I think that's very, very convenient.
That was interesting to know, right? Consumers of platforms like Nykaa today are not restricted to large metro cities like it usually used to be. the industry is truly becoming pan-India now. And companies have also managed to acquire a loyal customer base. That is, in fact, one of the reasons investors are bullish on the Nykaa IPO.
So let me just give you a few figures. So let's start off with the contribution by existing and new consumers, right? So when I talk about the year, when I talk about financial year 2019, 55% of their orders came from existing customers. And when I talk about the financial year 2021, 70% orders came from existing customers. And not just that, you know, when I look at the orders, when I look at the average order value, it has gone up a lot. So it's not just that the customers are loyal, they're spending more as well. And they're ordering more as well. You know, the number of orders has also gone up. So all of these things combined really show that Nykaa has built a loyal customer base that is coming back and spending more.
That is Aditya Kondawar, Chief Operating Officer of JST Investments. So Aditya, this year so far, 41 companies have gone for an IPO, right? How does Nykaa stand out?
It is not just a tech IPO. I would say that it is more like a branded tech IPO. This is going to be different in such a way that whenever we have seen the recent tech IPOs, you know, all the founders have been just turned into small shareholders after so many subsequent fundraises and the concluding IPO. But in the case of Nykaa, the family is still going to have a majority control over the company.
And Aditya tells me that there's a wide gap in India's online beauty market penetration in comparison with countries like China or US, and that's a great scope for companies like Nykaa.
When I talk about the beauty and personal care market, you know, in FY20, the market was worth 9,000 crores. And the online penetration of this market was just 8%. Now, when I compare it to China and the US in the same year, you know, China was at 35 to 40% penetration, and the US market was 20 to 25% penetration. What is really happening here is that, you know, Nykaa has really scratched the surface, in terms of both tapping the market and tapping the online market. If I talk about the total addressable market, right? I mean, putting both of them together, you know, the market size is well over 14 lakh crores. So Nykaa's revenue in FY21 was just 2,500 crores. So even if Nykaa captures, say, 4% of that market, you know, the revenues are just going to double, triple from here.
That's actually not surprising at all. There's been a lot of action happening in this space in the last couple of months. Take, for example, Sugar Cosmetics. They raised around 150 crore rupees in February. Brand Plum raised around 110 crore rupees in November last year. And in a big move, MyGlam acquired the Mom's Company. And now, with the Nykaa's IPO, retail investors get a chance to bet on this business. This must be some positive rub-off on its peers too, right? I posed the same question to Darpan Sangvi, co-founder of a DTC or direct-to-consumer platform, MyGlam.
First of all, you know, I mean, I wish I could have got more shares of Nykaa. That IPO is so subscribed. Right? Nykaa has built a great business. I believe the Nykaa IPO will be one of the best performing sort of tech IPOs, you know, that's around. I genuinely believe that, not just because I'm in the beauty industry, but I really believe that, you know, they're profitable, fundamentally strong business, growing very well. And the category, beauty category, is just rocking, right? That the trailblazing effect has happened already. You've seen the investor interest that has been there in DTC beauty brands this entire year, because everyone's been expecting the Nykaa IPO. Everyone's seeing that there is a clear path to an IPO if you build a nice, profitable beauty business. And the category has got the attention and has got its moment in the sun, thanks to the Nykaa IPO. So, you know, clearly investor interest in the DTC beauty category has gone up a lot, and we have to give credit to the Nykaa IPO for the same.
Purple is another multi-brand online retail platform. Some see it as a direct competitor to Nykaa. Last week, Purple raised around $75 million in a new round of funding. And just like Falguni Nair, Manish Taneja, the CEO of Purple, sees an IPO as the next target.
we will always be ready for an IPO. So financially, you know, from a reporting point of view, from a quality of corporate governance point of view, we've always been very, very good, and we will continue to be ready. It's hard for me to say today what is the right time for us to do an IPO, because it will depend on lots of external circumstances, including how the markets are at that point in time, how's Purple doing at that point in time. Yeah, tough for me to predict today.
The investor interest in this space is likely to continue for a long time. The per capita consumption of beauty products in India is nowhere close to the developed world. You know, I will let Manish make the case for the industry.
Historically, India has always been a very low capita consumption of beauty. Maybe like $10 per year is an average spend by a woman on beauty in India. So I think definitely, you know, as awareness of beauty industry, beauty products goes up in India, you know, you will see beauty consumption go up. And that's what investors are betting on. So every investor looks at, you know, how large is the market. In our case, beauty is like a $20 billion market. But my sense is, you know, in next 3 or 4 years, it will probably be a $25, $26 billion market. I think the second thing that's happened is, which is why investors are lapping up this space, is, you know, internet has basically broken down many barriers for this category. And so brands can today scale to, you know, like easily 100, 200 crores without actually going offline. And then obviously you have retailers like Purple, which can probably scale to 2, 3,000 crores, you know, without necessarily going offline. And I would say a very key reason for this category to be very exciting is, once a woman is hooked to your products, then, you know, she typically repeats with you. So there is always high repeat. So yeah, these are the reasons that in my view are sort of driving the investor excitement in the beauty category.
A lot of things have worked in favor of these online beauty retailers over the years, like low-cost internet, smartphone penetration, growth in fashion spending. To top that off, consumer behavior has changed significantly towards using e-commerce during the pandemic.
The pandemic definitely accelerated consumer behavior online in my category, right? Our category of beauty and personal care. In a lot of other digital categories, of course, pandemic completely shifted consumer behavior. I think the shift in consumer behavior of discovering beauty and personal care on social media, through content, through influencers, started 3 or 4 years ago, which is why you saw a bunch of, you know, digital first brands starting to take shape and starting to scale. I think the pandemic, what it did, it definitely accelerated. So if, you know, there were 80 people, very comfortable buying beauty online, now it's maybe 100, right? So maybe it accelerated things by 20% for you or 25% for you.
What's very interesting is the consumption pattern that has spread from the metro cities to even smaller cities in recent times. So what is the percentage of a company's revenue comes from non-metro cities? Let's ask Manish and Darpan.
It's incredibly exciting to see that our tier 2 and tier 3 consumer is as well versed with the latest in beauty and personal care trends as our tier 1 consumer. It's absolutely fascinating. 20 years ago, you discovered beauty personal care, or not even 20, 10 years ago, you discovered beauty personal care, at the neighborhood store around you. And so, you know, your access was only limited to that. But today you discover it on your phone, on the social media feed, you know, which means it doesn't matter where you are. When MyGlam started, in our first year, Tier 1 was, I think, 75%. Year 2, Tier 1 was 65% of revenues. Today, Tier 2 and Tier 3 is 65% of our revenues. Tier 1 is 35% of our revenues. So clearly, the demand is very, very high in Tier 2 and Tier 3. And today, they've solved the availability challenge. Availability both for discovery, because they're discovering it on social media, through content, through influencers, and also availability to actually order the product, because you can buy it online. And get it delivered to your PIN code in 48 hours. And that's why you're seeing this massive boom happening in the category, because tier 2 and tier 3 is consuming quite a bit. It's woken up to the party.
You know, about 25% of our revenue comes from, and our customers come from metros, which is, let's say, the top four metros, which is Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, and Chennai. If you add Bangalore, Hyderabad, and maybe a couple of other, you know, tier one cities, it goes up to about 35%. And 65% of our revenue comes from outside of these tier one cities.
Has it always been like this, Manish? Or
No. So when we started our business way back in 2012, it was more skewed towards metros. But over the last 3 or 4 years, as Jio has scaled up in India and internet access has become ubiquitous, we are actually adding more customers in tier two, tier three, tier four cities and towns than we are adding in metros and tier one towns.
And it's not just women who are spending the big bucks on beauty products today. Men too are taking their beauty and skincare routines pretty seriously, and brands are taking note of that. I mean, we are living in 2021 after all, right?
I can definitely say for a fact that men are beginning to expand their regime. Men today have dedicated face washes that they will use. They will have what used to be like a common shampoo at home. Maybe a decade ago today, men will have a different shampoo. Beard care has become a big part of men as more and more men continue to don their beards. So obviously, beard care is large. But look, today, I would say men's specific products are still a small part of the market. A large part of the products are probably unisex or catering to women.
Online beauty space is clearly booming, right? This makes us question whether this will be the end of those physical beauty mom and pop stores. You know, the ones we just walk in, test some products and buy them, right? Let's find out.
I'm a firm believer in the fact that in India, you can't build a big brand if you're not available offline. That's just how we are as a country and as people. We need to see things around us offline as well. So while offline will be maybe 20-25% of our revenue as we continue to grow, online will be 75% of our revenue. Offline will have a disproportionate sort of impact on the consumer's perception of ye ek bada brand hai, right? And that's very important. So I think, so offline, A, first of all, I have to tell you, offline, like other than the lockdowns, has done quite well, you know. So when the lockdowns got lifted last year, offline bounce back was very big. This year, oh my God, Karwa Chauth this year was insane sales offline in the north. Pujo in West Bengal was crazy, like you're beating all records, right? Whether it's pent up demand, whatever the reasons are. So look, we are firm believers that you have to be omni-channel if you have to be a meaningful brand in India. Offline, if I look at from a business standpoint, will be 20-25% of our revenues, but very important with regards to, you know, building consumer trust, for consumers to touch and feel it, for consumers to see it around them.
So we all have, or at least some of us have, bought something after an influencer on social media promoting it. In fact, some online beauty businesses like Nykaa bets big on this type of marketing. It's called influencer marketing.
Hi, my beauties. Welcome back to my channel. I hope you guys are doing well. In this video, I'm going to be sharing with you my product recommendations that you can pick up from Nykaa's sale. I have skincare, hair care, and makeup products here.
But how do brands build that trust and loyalty? I mean, online lacks that touch and feel experience, right? But data is what bridges the gap.
I think the most important thing I would say why online companies have an edge over offline companies is access to data. You have access to your own consumers' data. You don't need to go to a research agency to conduct a research with your consumers. If you are shopping from Purple, I have access to your phone number, email address, your residential address. I can actually pick up the phone and ask you if you would be comfortable to speak to us for a few minutes on any question. So I think having access to a consumer's data, having access to consumers' browsing patterns, buying behavior, gives you tons of insights into what should be your next step, which I think offline, you know, brands and companies sort of struggle to make use of.
Sure.
And, you know, online is the best way to educate consumers about many new categories. sheet masks were introduced online first. You know, if you talk to any of the large beauty companies, they would prefer their business to be 50% online and 50% offline, especially in the color cosmetic space.
While everything sounds bright and glittering for the online beauty industry, there are some challenges too. The newly proposed e-commerce rules, for example, restrict flash sales. They also ban aggregator platforms like Nykaa from selling their own brands on the platform.
Hi, welcome back. The government is looking at tightening rules for the e-commerce sector. The revised norms would bar related firms from selling their products on the e-tail platform directly and would also prohibit the practice of flash sales.
The first takeaway is that no related party of the e-com major, e-com company can go ahead and sell on the same platform. That is the first key clarification, and that's equally relevant because the CAIT has been making submissions towards that end before the DPIIT, before the Prime Minister. So that submission seems to have filtered in.
As part of its IPO disclosures, even Nykaa said that this was quite problematic and could even impact several players' operations and increase costs. There are some other challenges too.
The biggest thing that we have to work on, as I mentioned earlier, is that our per capita consumption is very low. And our per capita consumption is low because our understanding of beauty as a category is very low, overall as a society. And so I think if we are able to drive home understanding of beauty as a category, I think we will see an increase in per capita consumption, and that will lead to an increase in the market size of this category. I think that's the sole point that one has to focus on, you know, from now for the next 10 to 20 years.
You know, see, the typical challenges that you would have as when you're building out a DTC business, right? E-tailing business, right? Online e-tailing business is customer acquisition cost. By far the biggest challenge, right? Most of your other challenges like, hey, supply chain, delivery, picking, packing, 24-hour delivery, that can be outsourced. Right? We've got good 3PL partners in India. So you know, your biggest challenge is how do I get people to my website? How do I get people to my app in a cost-effective manner? And I think whichever entrepreneur cracks his CAC, customer acquisition cost, is the guy who can scale the fastest and is the guy who can then, you know, eventually build something of, you know, of real meaningful scale.
Low per capita consumption, ease of online shopping, and data-based product innovation is keeping investors interested in the Indian online beauty industry. As more players enter the space, the competition will help consumers like you and me get more variety plus more discount. But companies, on the other hand, will have to work really hard to build brand loyalty to sustain business in the long run. As consumer awareness grows, companies will also have to match the global standards at the earliest. That's all from us today. But before we wrap up today's episode, here are some really interesting tips from consumers, which the beauty industry might want to take a note of.
I feel, you know, Nykaa can bring in like more dark models, because people who buy from the platform, not everyone are going to be fair and stuff, you know. So when they see something like a lipstick being worn by someone fair, they don't even get an idea on how it will look on them. Not every brand even has the try me option and all that.
One radical change I'm hoping for is the kind of programs that beauty brands, especially the giants with their resources, can accommodate. Recycling programs, for example, we don't have a lot of options in terms of beauty brands doing this. At least abroad, I see a lot of options with these where you can either cash in these points or you just get more options. In India, it's just very limited. So the consumers are kind of restricted in how they choose to recycle their products.
I'm Bhavya Dilip Kumar, and you've been listening to The Morning Brief. Thank you so much, Manish, Darpan, Aditya, Nivedita, Srinidhi, Radha, and Mehek. This episode was edited by Nehal Chalyawala. Sound edits by Varun Kapahi and produced by Swati Joshi. Special thanks to Ratna and Digvijay for reporting and research. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. We look forward to your feedback. Write to us at themorningbrief@timesgroup.com. And if you like this episode, please share on your social media handles. We'd really appreciate it. The Morning Brief drops every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Thank you for listening and have a great day. All edited sound clips used in this episode belong to their respective owners. Credits mentioned in the description.